Welcome back. Great to have your company, as we do every week. We have a chat to Alan Clayton, and thanks to the Watchdog app, you can see all the Greyhound races live wherever you are with the Watchdog app and website. And it's great to have Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton on the line. Alan, Greyhound Racing keeps on going. You've been lucky enough to be able to plough through. Welcome to you, and it's a good news story at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think it's good to talk to you, Duane, and hope you're well. We keep on racing, and we do that in the context of following the advice in a really strict sense from the Chief Health Officer. So we've continued to make changes to our track arrangements to best protect our people and to ensure that we are putting in place really strict social distancing policies. And we continue to make improvements and changes as we go. So this week we've introduced new health checks, which are being provided by a professional firm called EventAid. And we have GRV officials monitoring adherence with social distancing, and we are calling that for all of our participants to just work with us on maintaining the racing environment as a really healthy racing environment, and that if you don't feel well, don't come to the track. It's really important for us to be able to maintain racing as it is. It's so important from a mental health perspective for all of our participants, given many of them are people who rely very much on the relatively small amount of money that they make out of greyhound racing. And it's also an important welfare issue for maintaining the health and status of the dogs. So it's a complex environment, but we're doing well at the moment.
And how many tracks around Victoria are currently hosting greyhound racing? I noticed the lights on in Geelong when I drove past the other night. Geelong's still going?
Yeah, no, look, unlike any of the other jurisdictions, I think, Duane, we have continued to race in all of our 13 tracks, except for Traralgon, which is shut for because we're rebuilding Traralgon. So we're running out of 12 tracks, but we really have put in place a whole set of really stringent protocol changes in our tracks, together with this health provider arrangement where on an entry to the track you're temperature tested, and also there's an opportunity to ask these people about any advice that you're looking for. So look, we're really comfortable that we can run out of 12 tracks at the moment, provided as a team and as a family Greyhound Racing sticks together really vigilantly and ensures proper social distancing.
And I might be noticing them more, but I don't think a week goes by now without me seeing someone walk a greyhound down the street these days. It seems they've become a pretty popular pet.
Yeah, look, I think it is true that the greyhounds are really popular. I actually have this view, Duane, that it's really important at the moment that we continue to ensure that dogs can be moved into the public, because people are isolated and living at home potentially in circumstances where they can be a little bit lonely. And in that context, having a dog is something that's really important. So we've introduced new adoption processes so that we basically take an over-the-phone and via email process to keep everyone safe. And I think it's just really important that people, basically ring gap and as soon as the dogs are ready for adoption, we are posting them on our Facebook page. So that's the best way for people to find out about the best dog for them. So go to gap@grv.org.au or over the phone at 579-901-66.
Great to have a chat to you, Alan. Always good being able to have a chat to you every week. And let's keep on keeping on. Thanks for your time.
And look, I just want to wish all of our participants and all the people involved in greyhound racing and SEN and a really good Easter. Keep socially isolating and keep your social distancing up, but it'll be a different Easter to normal. But we're making good progress as a community.
Absolutely. We are New South Wales and Victoria both registering the lowest numbers of new coronavirus cases for months now. So that's great news. Thanks a lot for your time. Alan Clayton joining me. You can be on the Watchdog app and keep an eye out on the Greyhounds. You can't go to the Greyhounds, but you can watch it at watchdog.grv.org.au. Alan Clayton joining us, the boss of Greyhound Racing Victoria, their CEO. We'll take a quick break and be back to finish up after the break. You at Dwayne's World.